This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our flagship Salem Media stations in Tampa, Florida, and we're heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, all across the Caribbean, and we're streaming live online via the satellite and the internet all across the world. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans. We also salute our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those workers out there helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitorial, maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs and the bridge tenders out there, keeping things real out there in the islands going back and forth. We appreciate everything you're doing. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump into the chat room, follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can listen to the show there. You can make comments there and opinions and whatnot, and also check on different things that we put up there, different schedules and events that we're going to. All right, well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, let's just, before we go to the elections, what's the latest on Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Do we know of anything?
The Supreme Court just put out a short press statement yesterday that she went into the hospital yesterday morning with some kind of an infection. There has been no update since.
Okay. Now, there's also a very disturbing report, and I reported on this first about a month ago when we first heard about a VA staffer that was under investigation something to deal with the deaths of patients in West Virginia at a VA hospital. Now we find out this particular staffer has admitted to murdering 7 patients with an overdose of insulin.
Well, that's almost right. This actually comes from a case or a situation where this nurse, and I think this case actually began in somewhere between 2015 and 2018, where she was administering insulin to patients in the wrong amount or had no prescription for it at all, resulting in the deaths of 8. But they're looking at as many as 11. One particular surviving family is the one that filed the suit, so the suit caused an investigation, and that's why we are where we are today, because this nurse actually pled guilty or accepted a plea deal with federal prosecutors to 8 counts. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be called murder. I think it's just going to resulting in the death of, now the big question is the Department of Justice is looking at determining if it is actually, intentional or not, which would change the status of the case. But, anyway, there could be as many as 11, and I have the names here of 8 people that, perished because of the wrongdoing by this nurse.
Okay, now we got to talk about the Alabama election last night, because a big, big, big win for former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Tommy Tuberville. He absolutely destroyed former Senator Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General, in the GOP Senate runoff to go up against the incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And by the way, he is the odds-on favorite to beat Jones and take that seat back for the Republicans.
Correct. This was quite the defeat, I would say, for Jeff Sessions. Trump weighed in. He'd already called Tommy Tuberville on the phone as well. So now you have that was kind of a runoff, and now you have, between Jones and Tuberville. I can tell you that Tuberville is not quite as conservative as Sessions, but nonetheless, he is a Republican, and I think he'll vote the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's a lot of votes going on in the Senate right now, because there's not. But
and then, quite
the defeat.
And then over in Texas, the former doctor for the president, Dr. Ronny Jackson, won his Texas congressional primary. That was a big thing there. The president endorsed him as well.
Yes. Yes, they obviously knew each other quite well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll see where all of that goes. In the meantime, shifting gears and going to San Diego, the assault ship Bonhomme Richard is apparently listing to the right. They're trying to keep it from sinking. There has been some structural damage done to the steel, as was expected. It appears that if that fire gets close enough to the fuel, my people yesterday told me that they were towing the ship out to sea, and if it was going to do anything silly out there, they would have it, they'd let it sink to the bottom as long as it wasn't in the shipping channel.
Correct.
So that's where we're at with that. So that's not a new ship, but they obviously were trying to retrofit it. It's a shame this has happened, but we're just lucky that there was nobody injured or killed, as the case might be. And if this had happened at sea, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, we do have as many as, I think, 57 was the last count of injured. We don't have any deaths.
No. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, have you heard about the Biden tax plan? Yeah, you really want him to win. Okay, uh-huh. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they're working very well for me. I saw my doctor yesterday, and now I've lost a total of 30 pounds. And I directly attribute, and so does the doctor, me losing the weight and my blood pressure stabilizing and all that because of the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. And let me tell you what it does. First of all, it adds a little bit more pep to your step. And if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, especially if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, this is the way to do it. Now, the good thing about it is when you take the capsules the way you're supposed to, when it comes nighttime and it's time for the snacks and all that, you know, because I used to walk by the candy machine here to grab a cup of coffee and whatnot, and I was always grabbing a candy bar to go along with it. Well, not anymore. I don't even feel hungry. So guess what? That's why I'm losing the weight. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature 2 on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, you can start feeling better, too. Go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, and see if it'll do for you what it's done for me. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, the police in this country are definitely under, to say the very least, persecution. They're a target for all the wrong reasons. We should be helping our police, standing up for our police. Many people aren't. I've got the Democratic National Committee convention talking points here, and the part of their platform, what they're going to be putting in their platform. And they talk about, let's see if I can find the right section here. Abolishing Law Enforcement as We Know It is what it's called. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 items in there about how they're going to redetermine what the police are, what they do, and create all these other little spin-off things which have nothing to do with policing. They got everything to do with being lenient. When somebody does something bad, you say, oh, poor little Johnny, all he needs is... That's a little slap in the hand there. All he needs is just a little lecture to take care of him. Yeah, sure. Violent criminals are violent for a reason, and they usually turn around and do something just as violent the second time, right?
You know, I don't even know where to go with this crime thing. I mean, I've interviewed sheriffs and police officers and whatnot. I think in some cases it really comes down to mayors. It comes down to governors. It mm-hmm. comes down to the prosecutors. But most of all, it comes down to the judges.
Yep.
I mean, we got people being released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people being released from prison because of the COVID virus. Then we have those that are not being prosecuted at all. Then we have those that are pleading down to from major felonies down to misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have... arrest with and release with no bail, some money having to be put up. So what we're doing is we're decriminalizing crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, when there was an intentional premeditated murder, those used to get automatic life sentences. Now we're down to the point where they get like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So We've really got some problems here. And it's not just, you know, in one state or two states. This is across the country.
Correct.
And, if you're not going to prosecute, then what I say is you repeal the law.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll see how serious these people are. It is unconscionable that we can have criminals out there that have rap sheets with at least 100 or so arrests on them.
Yeah.
Where they have actually been indicted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running around out on the streets still in violation of probation.
Yep.
At least a half a dozen times or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out there still committing whatever. And that's just the American citizen component. We also have that same problem when it comes to illegals.
Yes.
So what we have is a completely lawless condition here. And, you know, President Trump has run on law and order. Well, he and the Department of Justice can only do so much. Because when you've got governors that are, you know, releasing these people from prison, or you got prosecutors that are not prosecuting at all, you got a whole other problem here. So, you know, the chances are very good that if you're standing in the grocery store, you know, two people standing next to you of within 6 feet, are criminals,
mm-hmm.
That are, you know, probably have a rap sheet that's ridiculous. So, we got to take a whole nother look at this, and I would say the Department of Justice needs to really start putting some pressures on some of these prosecutors, like this Kim Gardner woman in the Missouri case where this couple where they had their weapon confiscated.
She says she's being threatened, by the way.
Well, who? Whatever.
I don't care.
I
mean, what the hell? But
here's the deal. She has a warrant. The warrant gets signed off by a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to this cat's house, and they take his weapon,
yep.
His long gun. Okay? The handgun apparently was already handed off to his lawyer. So they take the weapon, but they haven't been charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you take the weapon?
It's part of the investigation, according to her.
Well, there's no, doesn't work that way.
I know that. their violation of their civil rights in every respect.
We've got law and order chaos in this country, and I don't know how to get it back.
Speaking of chaos, Portland, Oregon, 46 days in a row of declared riots every night by the police, and the mayor, the very liberal mayor, is saying, well, it's because of the federal agents that are here.
Well, again, here we are with Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland, and, you know, he's speaking of the ongoing violent protests, but, yeah, he's going to blame everybody else. And especially the feds, saying that, you know, the federal officers, their behavior is unacceptable. Well, apparently one federal officer, and I don't know if that was a U.S. Marshal, I don't know who it was, I don't know, the National Guard or what, but apparently some kind of a, something was fired at one of the protesters and hit him in the face. The person's needing facial reconstruction, but we don't know why they did it. So, I mean, that's why this, Portland mayor is they're using any kind of an excuse. So if he had some kind of control of his own city, you wouldn't have had, the National Guard or any kind of U.S. Marshals or anybody else in the city, you know, trying to figure all these things out.
We do have one request here, and it's about, did you hear, Captain, about the, and this is from Al. He says, did you hear, Captain, about the national anthem going to be replaced at the women's soccer games in L.A. with the song Lean on Me by Bell Withers? Yeah, I heard it, but it's not going to happen.
I don't think it is either, and there is a discussion that just like it was going on at the NFL, that they will play the national anthem, but the team won't come out of the locker room until after it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how that's going to work. By the way, Philadelphia, the mayor of Philadelphia yesterday said all large events outdoors, including sporting events, that would include the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia Phillies, have been canceled through February of next year.
Yeah. Well, huh?
So I guess they'll play baseball in Clearwater because that's where the Phillies spring training is. And I'm not sure where they'll play football at. Disney? I don't know.
I have no idea. It's hard to keep up. Now, that can actually be undone. I mean, based on tests and infections and all of that, you know, that decision can be reversed. But for right now, that's where we are.
Unless you're in California and the king out there, the governor, the king decided to shut everything down. Tom is in great shape out there, Del Bacardo. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow on the show. Have a great one. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out all the different things that she writes about and puts out there. She's got another great article coming out today. We were talking about it. I won't ruin the surprise. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. And you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech with a tremendous future in store for you as you go off into the wild blue yonder, so to speak, working on the big old aircraft that are out there. That's what certified aviation maintenance techs do, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, two locations for you to attend and to check out. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida, my backyard, in Clearwater, Florida. Now, in both cases, you can find out what the campuses look like. You can ask to take the tour and check them out that way. Or you can just go online and take a look and see what's there and what's offered at naa.edu. Again, the website, naa.edu. But I would strongly recommend that you call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, The number is 800-659-2080. The number again is 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of their campuses. You'll be glad you did, and then you'll know what we know and why they are the National Aviation Academy. Okay, well, you know, not to be outdone, and that veterans, that VA story is really tough to take, that nurse, that and it's a male nurse, I might add, that's responsible now for murdering, according to him, seven different people. Wow, in West Virginia. Now, a 13-year-old dependent of a service member assigned to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, was the first school-age death related to COVID-19 in Oklahoma, according to post officials and the state health department. The teenager was tested positive for COVID-19 at the time of their death. Now, we don't know if that's what killed them or not, but again, the way the system works, and this isn't exactly the way it should be, because they were tested positive for COVID, regardless of what the contributing factors were that may or may not have caused their death, guess what? They died of COVID, period. And that's what they're doing. And I don't think that's accurate when they do that. I think they need to be take a look at what the contributing factors are in the case. But that's just me. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was an 05, retired as an 05, that's Lieutenant Colonel, and Army officers are demanding that the Congress stops holding up their promotions to 06, which is full bird colonel. Now, obviously, once you become a colonel, things change. Benefits get a lot better. Pay gets a lot better. And that's what everyone strives to be, as a full bird colonel in the military, because then you pretty much got your ticket to ride. But they're complaining because they're not getting the promotions as fast as they think they should. Now, since the onset of the coronavirus, the U.S. Air Force and Army basic military training programs have seen hundreds of recruits test positive for the COVID-19, with the majority of them showing no symptoms. That's happening a lot. And Womack Army Medical Center today and their primary care clinics returned to full operations in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's a good thing, good sign. Also, 12 Navy admirals, rear admirals, have been given new assignments in the subgroup number 7, Carrier Strike Group 5. They'll have 5 new COs there. And the San Diego community is rallying around the displaced sailors who have lost their possessions in the fire on the USS Bonhomme Richard. They're just flowing in. All types of donations just flowing in from the community, according to the relief organizations in San Diego. So kudos to them, those people, for stepping up and helping out the sailors that are having a problem. Let's take a look at the Air Force. Commando Crucible is what it's called. Special operators are practicing combat in Florida and North Carolina. Teams of airmen, including special tactics operators, have practiced a series of combat skills, including how to secure an airfield overseas, beginning last month at Hurlburt Field in Florida and also in Kinston, North Carolina. I've been to both of those locations. Now, also, the U.S. Air Force is gearing up for its first flight test of the Golden Horde munition swarms. The Golden Horde, the Air Force aims to find out whether munitions can be networked together and operate autonomously with these drones. We'll see how that works out. And the Air Force lacks an adequate plan for the next generation Reaper. This coming from their department. House appropriators are worried that the Air Force's latest try to replace the MQ Reaper isn't fully baked and might lead into a capability gap between the service's planned divestiture of the vulnerable Hunter killer drone and any follow-on. That won't work out very nicely. By the way, the Air Force only saw 5 hypoxia-like events in its T-6A trainer fleet in the first 3 months of 2020, rather. That's a 50% drop, and it's from the same period a year before. Remember when we were having the blackouts and all that stuff in the T-6 trainers because of the oxygen supply? They were having a problem with that working correctly. Well, they apparently got it fixed. We'll see. Now, the Marines want to know, at the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base, Fort Worth, Texas, if 2 Marines claim a going-away party for a Marine that was stationed there led to several Marines testing positive for COVID-19 as positive cases for the virus spike within the military and around the nation. There may be a lot of that going on. We'll see. And the Coast Guard, Sarah Faulkner, had the it factor as the first woman to graduate from the Coast Guard's Helicopter Rescue Swimming School in North Carolina to join this elite group of swimmers. She was pioneering, of course, the Coast Guard as a rescue swimmer. Also, as an elite Coast Guard rescue swimmer, Claude Morrissey racked up honors. The exploits prominently on display at the Weather Channel's television series Coast Guard Alaska. We'll see how that works out. Also, the National Guard. An effort is underway in the Guard for women soldiers to avoid the choice between pregnancy and a military career. The Washington Army National Guard is looking for help to make policy changes so that women do not have to choose between having children and progressing in their military careers. They should be able to do both. And a Tennessee National Guard soldier got his service's top non-combat heroism award for charging a shooter who opened fire after his son's high school homecoming football game nearly 2 years ago. He's getting the heroism medal for stopping a shooting at a high school football game. And kudos to that individual for doing that. Kudos to him. Unbelievable feat right there. All righty. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we chuck along with Chris Markowski coming up. We'll see what he has to offer in the world, according to Chris. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more and Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's Donna Fiducia listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don at the Double D Ranch there in Carrollton. They listen to us on our affiliate there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road to Tad Bedford from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by Boomer Naturals. Now, right now, we're experiencing something that we've never seen before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Now, the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for both adults and children. Now, these are in stock right now, and they ship to you very fast. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, too, keeping tens of thousands of people in need, helping them greatly. Now, order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. And you might also want to check out the wellness products that got there, too. That's promo code Captain20 at BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers and more. Captain20, the code, BoomerNaturals.com, the website. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Have you heard about the problems we're having in Florida with the tests that are being wrongly omitted, negative test results are not being counted? I mean, you name it, it's going on down here right now.
Oh, yeah. It's in the news. I'm trying to get my arms around it because I don't really understand it. I don't know why the numbers haven't been corrected then, and why haven't everything been updated based upon the fact that...
Let me use one word. Politics. It's a game that's being played down here. It's obvious now. It's no longer just somebody doing something. It's obvious. Now, you got two hospitals in Orlando, okay? Picture this one. 19% occupancy in one factual case, and they say, well, we're loaded to the hilt with coronavirus patients. We can't take anybody else. 19% capacity.
No, I understand that, but, okay, somebody needs to step up and change these numbers so everybody knows that there's mistakes being
made. They're working on that. Apparently, the governor's office got wind of this, and they're working on it right now because the tests that were done, now you ready for this? The tests were done at 30 different labs in Florida were all tainted. Every one of them. And they believe the problem might have been is because the samples were not refrigerated the way they were supposed to be. And it's 95 degrees down here in the shade. What do you think is going to happen?
No, absolutely, Matt. It's a shame. I really do. I hope that, that somebody gets their arms around this and gets accurate numbers out. I think that that's highly important that that gets done.
Mm-hmm. And again, the governor will be announcing more about it today, but this is, once this has been found out about, and it all, you know, obviously you don't find out about this because somebody comes out and says, well, we did this, this, and this. No, it didn't happen that way. This all stumbled out by accident by a Cub reporter, junior reporter at a Fox affiliate in Orlando who did some checking with the numbers, thought something was really screwy. When you're getting 100% of the people testing positive, that's just not possible.
Yeah, the numbers don't make any sense at all. But this is part of the problem. I think people get nervous in the fact saying, hey, listen, who's in charge of this? Why aren't these numbers right? How are we allowing this to happen? It makes things very, very difficult, to try to get your arms around something like this. And especially when, in today's day and age where the media loves to take these numbers and blow them out of control.
Well, that's what they've been doing, and like I say, that's why I'm telling you right now, it's political. All right, let me run something by you here. Did you see what happened in the election last night in Alabama for the GOP U.S. Senate primary?
Yes, I did.
Are you surprised?
I wasn't paying that close of attention to the race. I did think that, Sessions would have a difficult time simply based upon his relationship with the president. So I think that's a win for Donald Trump and who he supported.
Well, the president supported Tommy Tuberville, former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, and once that happened, President Trump is very well liked in Alabama. I think his positivity rating there is about 95% or something like that, off the charts. But once that happened, I knew Tommy Tuberville would win. I just didn't know by how much, and he just about doubled the score, so to speak, on Jeff Sessions. Now, the other one was over in Texas, and by the way, that is a likely Republican seat now because he's going up against the Democrat Doug Jones, who really has done nothing.
Well, we've got to look at trying to put people into positions because again, the Republicans, what happens is that they stick their finger up in the air and they see which way the wind is blowing. And if the polls are telling him, oh, Donald Trump's not doing too well, they slowly break away. Very different than the way the Democrats act, where they really circle the wagons. It was one of the reasons why Donald Trump had such a very difficult time the first couple of years in, based upon all the investigations and the nonsense going on and the inability of the Republicans to rally.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other, not necessarily surprised, but the president got behind his former physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson over in Texas, and he won the GOP nomination for his Texas congressional seat. So congratulations to him, too. So there you go.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Hopefully, again, I got to get people into positions where they have a chance to win. I mean, Alabama's a pretty safe state for Republicans, unless they run a candidate like they did last time that was way outside the out of bounds. It should be a good state for the president.
Now, I heard a rumor yesterday that you put your $100 in for the reservation for one of the Ford Broncos that they're going to bring out again. They're rebuilding the Ford Bronco.
Yeah, I will look at that when it comes out. I didn't put any money down on it yet. I like to go actually see the car and, you know, see how it performs and drive it myself before I'm going to get involved in anything. But it is a nice-looking car.
Yeah, all you had to do was put down $100 and you could reserve the first ones coming out. So there you go. But they sold out all of their reservations right off the bat. So Ford is looking good with at least getting the vehicle out there initially. And I had a couple of Ford Broncos back in the day, and they were nice. I liked them. They were nice. Matter of fact, one of them I had a snowplow on, and I used to have a ball with that. I made a lot of money with it.
Well, you don't want a lot of money. You should have kept them. You know those old 1960s, 1970 Broncos?
They're worth a fortune.
Over $100,000 a piece.
They're worth a fortune. I know.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I know.
They are very, very valuable cars. They're beautiful, man. I love those cars.
Yep. Yep. And like I say, I was one of the first ones that came with an angled plow on it. I was able to angle the plow. I could plow sidewalks with it. Matter of fact, I used to do commercial plowing with it in upstate New York. That's how I made some extra money back in the day. That was when we were making basically nothing as a firefighter. But anyway, is what it is. Now let's get into a little bit of money talk here. Bill Gross. Do you know who he is? The billionaire Bill Gross?
Yeah, he's the bond money manager.
All right. He says that IBM Altria is going to fare better than Apple and Amazon. What does he know that the rest of us don't?
He's just thinking that you're going to start seeing some money rotate out of some of the tech stocks, which have gone up like crazy, and rotate into some more of the value plays. I'm a big, believer in taking profits and rotating and balancing out portfolios. So we've been doing a lot of that as of late. So, I mean, tech's been leading the way, but nothing wrong with taking some profits off the table.
Sir Richard Branson, on his 70th birthday, rescued Virgin Atlantic for the cool amount of $1.5 billion as a gift to himself.
A gift to himself? How does that work?
He paid off the whatever the debt was for Virgin Atlantic and brought him back to solvency for $1.5 billion.
Oh, that's nice. Virgin Atlantic's been in trouble for a while now. And, I've flown on their planes before. They need, most certainly need to be updated, and they're going to need something at some point in time because they're on their way out.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing. And his space program, he finally put to rest. Remember, he was going to go to the moon or somewhere?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit put on hold at this point in time.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Check it out. Listen to his daily podcast and hear his show on the weekend on over 200 radio stations across the country. I'll be right back with Colonel Joe.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.